This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, with temperatures rising, spring on the way, as you enjoy this warm weather, avoid stinking up your car. You got Elizabeth and Radar on the mix, weekend high and low. Actually, in my case, I stunk up my daughter's vehicle with goose poop.
Oh my gosh, Radar, that's okay. Disgusting.
So here's what happened. My daughter Haley has been busy in nursing school. I haven't seen her for a long time. She comes over. And she's like, hey, let's grab lunch with mom, and then maybe we'll go for a walk at Elm Grove Park. It's so nice out. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's great. We love walking Elm Grove Park. Took the dog with. Gibby came. So we're walking around the park. He's getting all sloppy, and I'm like, oh, how are we going to get him in your car? And she's like, I have a couple of old towels in the back. Perfect. We'll put those on the seat. So I'm running after him, letting him off leash a little bit, looking around for people, and then I hook him back up, and we're walking along the water edge there. They have like a little pond, retention pond, and I see all these birds, all these ducks and geese are all of a sudden, you know, popping up. You're like, hey, it's like, it feels like spring. Awesome. Get back to the car, put them in the car. Everyone gets in the car, get in there. And Haley, my daughter, goes, what is that smell? And I go, yeah, I don't know. Did you have like a wet towel in here or something? One of these towels stink? Does the dog stink? No, my wife Jess is smelling
him. I love how immediately you don't think it could possibly be you. It couldn't possibly
be
Radar.
And so then Haley says, no, it doesn't smell like wet dog or anything. It just smells, you know, nasty. It smells like poo, Dad. And I'm like, I don't know what it is. Did I step in dog? I look in on the bottom of my shoes.
Gross.
Covered with goose poop. I didn't realize the geese were out pooping all over
this
the place.
This is your weekend highlight or low light?
It's
my
a low
gosh.
Light. It's a low light. It was great. It was a highlight because I was hanging outside. Saw my daughter for the first time in a week. And now I'm getting in her car and I go, oh, boy. She's like, take them off and hold them outside while we drive. I'm like, I'm not going to roll the window down and hold my shoes out the window.
And as much as it is getting nice out, and we love that, it's so muddy paw season.
It is muddy paw season,
It's muddy
too.
Paw season,
yes,
and you got to watch out for that stuff.
So just be careful.
Speaking of the dogs, we had a major scare, major, major scare over the weekend. This was Saturday morning. It was early morning. I had already gone to the gym, worked out, came back. My husband was doing his morning routine. He's just zoning out, playing video games in the basement. One of the dogs is cuddling with him, and our old dog, Mila, who's going to be 13 this month,
the senior.
She was on the floor of the basement just chewing on a bone like normal, and we're just talking about what the plan is for the rest of the day. And then all of a sudden, she quickly like threw herself on her side and started shaking.
What?
And had a seizure right in front of us. And
wait.
Radar.
How do you know it was a seizure?
Well, based on what was happening to her. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Based on what was happening. We didn't know in the moment she was having a seizure.
Okay.
We thought our dog was passing away right in front of us.
Like something was happening internally.
It was horrible. Horrible. And
you know, I can't imagine.
Eric gets up off the couch and I get down there by Mila and I'm, you know, I'm petting her and I'm like, Mila, it's okay. It's okay. And I'm moving things so she doesn't hurt herself, because when you're having a seizure and you're convulsing like that. And then we thought she was gone. And then she started moving again and ended up that she did. It was just a seizure. We called the vet immediately. Immediately, my husband gets on the phone with the vet. And because she's 13 years old, according to the vet, she's never had this before. Nothing out of the ordinary happened to her. This only lasted probably 40 seconds max.
And it seems like an eternity.
It was terrifying.
Yeah.
She bounced back right away. Her back legs weren't working for like the first, I don't know, 2 minutes. It wasn't much. Mm. And then Eric picked her up, took her outside, and she ran, went potty, came in, started eating her full bowl of food.
Mila's back.
I know. And she's wagging her tail and she's got a little twinkle in her eye. Like, what? What? I mean, thankfully, I don't think she really realized what happened.
Right.
But now we have to monitor her just closely to make sure it doesn't happen again. Thank goodness we were home.
Oh,
thank goodness we were there for her.
You know what? You're absolutely right.
Otherwise, she would have just been, you know, crated when this would have happened.
It was scary to see, but at least you were there.
If something were to happen again, then we would have tests and things like that done. And they basically told us, because she's old, this is just likely. If it happens, then we'd have to do some tests to see, does she have like anything going on with her brain?
Man.
But she just had all this blood work done. Kidneys are fine. Liver's fine. Like, everything's great for almost 13-year-old dog. She's doing amazing. But that happened. Ooh, that was so scary. That was so scary. So the whole weekend, I'm, you know, loving on my dog like I always do. But I'm kissing her and I'm like, Mila, Mila, I thought you were dying in front of me. It was so crazy.
Nope, I'm back. I just wanted to go see the vet again. I really liked the treat we get.
I know, and then she ate a whole bowl of food. Like, okay, you got more food for me? Yeah. I'm like, dog, you're joking. Oh my gosh. It's just, it's something, always something.
Feed me, I'll be happy. I'll wag my tail, I'll be fine.
Yes.
Right?
Right, and when you see that tail wag, you're like, okay, you're good.
So you're on a little bit of alert with Mila.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. Absolutely on high alert. We're watching her pretty closely.
All right. Well, the prayers are up
for her. But she lived to see another day.
Whoop.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.